Blog Talk Radio.
Brr, brr, brr. Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Oh, I am sitting in the comfort of my studio room, looking out. Oh, it's a sunny day. It is freezing cold. Good morning. Come on, let's take a nice big cat stretch. Oh, meow, 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 meow. You know that the first hour is the rudder of the day. And what you want to do on Tuesdays, tune in from 12 noon to 1. On Wednesdays, 8 to 9. Thursdays, 12 to 12:30. And Friday, 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. And you'll hear my melodious voice urging you to just take a nice stretch. And I don't know where you live. Can you take a cold day off and just snuggle up in bed and know that you don't have to go anywhere? It is. The weather outside is frightful in Chicago. It is so cold. Now, I have to tell you, yesterday when we went to the gym, or was it Monday? I think, yes, I told you that I wanted to wear my Mongolian lamb fur jacket. Oh, and the Silver Fox thought it was a little bit over the top for the gym, so I just wore my normal stuff. We didn't dress for the weather. We'd forgotten what it was like to be in sub-zero weather. I'm still thawing out. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but worldwide. Imagine Australia, England, Malaysia, Zimbabwe. I don't know, is that a place? I think I just made it up. They're going to hear my voice. And they'd love to hear your voice too. Because Life with Kathy, 2015, a new beginning. And I'm going to do news updates, local, national, and international. But 2015 is truly, I want you to sit down and be with me and to listen to everything that I'm going to say. Resolve to try something new and stick with it. You are authentic. You are unique. You know, I just don't think enough people realize that. There's no one like you. There's no one newer than you. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Oh, your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Don't you just love Dr. Seuss? But I digress. The weather is so frightful that the Chicago Public Schools canceled classes. Now, the buildings are to remain open. Sidebar, I have to give you the thought for the day. January 7th, you can't keep trouble from coming, but you don't need to give it a chair to sit on. That's an old proverb. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Now remember, Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I, not with a Y. And I love to get letters, so you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. excusez-moi, I was slurping on a cough drop. Oh, and then log on, get your pen and pad out, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. And be sure and click on all of the buttons. Performance with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. We were performing Circle of Life, Simply Ageless performers. And then go to the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Both are original. They're ours. And our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you at your corporate, private, political, B'nai B'rith, Muslim, whatever it is, we'd love to entertain you. Now, the good news is that it's all clean. There is nothing naughty about our presentations. And then you're going to scroll down, and you're going to click on book, scroll down, and the first book you're going to see is nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. And all you doctors, we should have a summit, National Association Coming Together to Optimize. We could learn from each other. Hey, I've got the edge on most of you. I've been here longer. How about 7 decades going on 8? You want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. It's your choice. And have you planned? Have you designed your day today? It's all choices. What is it going to be? Look, you can't do anything about the weather, so get over it, okay? Unless you have nothing else to do but to whine and moan and groan. In fact, yesterday, or was the day before? No, yesterday, while we were sitting in the comfort of our well-appointed apartment, I said, ooh, I think I'll design an out for dinner or something. I want to wear my marvelous winter outfits. Oh, the black hat and muff. And then I have the beaver with the Mongolian lamb vest. Ah, and then I have the white Mongolian muff. I think I told you that story, but we'll go into it another time. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. I'd love to hear your voice this morning. The shows are eclectic, variety, maybe controversial, but never, never, ever boring. So let's get to our local news. First of all, temperatures may not rise above zero. The Chicago snow and ice blast away from a car Tuesday in Chicago, the National Weather Service says, sub-zero temperatures are expected in northern Illinois on Wednesday. Yeah, it's cold. Chicago public schools canceled classes amid predicted sub-zero temperature. A wind chill warning will be in effect all day Wednesday until noon on Thursday. Our high today will be -2, and the low will be -8. The wind chill factor could make that low feel like -29 degrees. That always brings me back to when I lived on the Gold Coast and on the Magnificent Mile, and we ran the lakefront. This weather never bothered us because you learn how to dress for it. And with our face masks on and not too much layering, because once you get started running, I mean, the body temperature soars, and so does the heart rate. That's why we work with heart monitors. We've built our heart base for the last 30 years. Ah, it's awesome. If you want to know more about it, you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. But it was always a rush. Now, the silver fox, you know, testosterone, he always ran stronger than I did. So we would say, okay, we'll meet you at the restaurant, and we would go and have our breakfast, and though it was always closer to home, because once you've eaten, you're really not going to get out there and run like you're running a marathon. So now, today I'm not going out. This is my day to veg. Wednesdays are all, I call them my spa day, my personal day, to kind of get caught up on so many things that I have to do. Now, strong winds also will cause blowing snow, which can reduce visibility on streets to less than 1 mile. Now, the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools said in a statement, "The safety and well-being of our students comes first. The frigid temperatures and winds make a dangerous combination, and it's in the best interest of our students to cancel classes." Although classes are canceled, the Chicago Public School buildings will be open to students who arrive at their schools. Administrators, engineers, and custodians will report to work on Wednesday. Oh, and it says here, it's not unusual to get wind chill values like this once or twice a winter. At least there's no snow in the forecast for Wednesday. But there's a 40% chance of snow on Thursday, according to the Weather Service. Now, Chicago is forecast to inch up to frigid 0 degrees at O'Hare, our airport, by Thursday, and 2 degrees at Midway. But the wind chill values will remain between 25 and 30 degrees below zero in Chicago and 30 to 35 degrees below in the western suburbs. Ooh, it is going to truly be cold. But this is a great day to make your chicken soup and my marvelous chili dish and my deep dish apple pie. You know, kind of get caught up on the things that you always want to do, but you don't have the time to do it. Well, honey, I have given you dispensation. You have time to do it. I'm looking at all of the schools. Oh, District 54 in Schaumburg, they're closed. Let's see, Cook County, Willow Springs, Lamont Palos, Palos High School District, Cook County, Morvette. Oh, Riverdale closed. I'm looking to see what else. Well, there's tons of them as well. It should be. But, hey, do all of you remember the winter of 2014? Remember how cold it was? Okay, here are some ideas to solve your cold hands and feet. What you should do, even though it's not just fashion, the fingerless gloves, wear them with mitten covers even indoors. The covers can be pulled back when you need to use your hands. I have my little cozy socks on today because even though we have the heat is great in here, I'm sitting in front of the window and I could feel the chill. Layers to heat your core, obvious, but the toastier your torso, the less blood gets drawn from your limbs to warm it up. Wear a scarf, vest, and other layers of loose-fitting clothing that can be shed if you get too warm. And don't discount the value of good old thermal underwear. Now, this is not for kids, but did you know more decaf, warmth inside and out. Sipping coffee or tea aids. Wait, my computer aid circulation by hydrating you. I didn't know this. Decaf may help even more. Some of caffeine's complex interactions constrict blood vessels, others dilate them. So the stimulant makes some women's fingers and toes feel colder. Experiment. And here's something great. Doing arm swings, it's a heat pump. Activity boosts circulation to speed the effect. Alternate swinging each arm in a circle as though you were delivering a softball pitch. The centrifugal force sends blood to the fingertips. And you know what else is good? Get a softball and just squeeze, squeeze, and alternate, squeeze, squeeze. And I have to tell you what else is good. You know the clothespins with the hinge? Put one on each of your fingertips, your nails, and your thumb. Hands up, fingertips to the heavens. And hold it for a count of 10 to 20. And I move mine around. And if there's unusual discomfort, of course there's going to be some discomfort, but if there's unusual, I stay with it even more. And then alternate to your right hand. Oh, yes, disclaimer, disclaimer. It is so terribly necessary. I am not a doctor. I'm just a visionary and futuristic person that, I was chosen to go into study, to learn all of these things, au naturel, to help you. And you're going to find a lot of this in the book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And did you know that cold prescriptions make you cold? Cold remedies make you cold? I'm not a doctor, so check with your doctor. One other thing. 1,500 milligrams, a dose of omega-3 fatty acids to take two or three times a day, found that taking fish oil kept sufferers' hands warmer, possibly by promoting circulation. Check with your doctor if you're on blood thinners. There's so many things that you could do to keep you warm. You know, you could snuggle up and hug. Peppers, trick yourself warm. Eating the compound capsaicin found in hot peppers fools the nervous system into thinking you've been injured, sending pain signals that register as heat. Nah, I'm going to pass on that. You could call in 347-637-3789. Deep breaths. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Try counts in, seven counts out. Inhale, mouth is shut. As you're inhaling, I want you to visualize that you're filling a water bottle. When you're filling a water bottle, the bottle expands. So, expand the tummy. Now, when you're pouring it out, you're contracting. Put your hand on your tummy, open your mouth, and pour it out. Unchecked, pencil-snapping stress can turn fingers and toes glacial by constricting peripheral blood vessels. Research in Tibetan monasteries found that meditation and deep breathing raise the temperature in fingers and toes, and a new study determined that these practices raise core temperature too. Give me a call, and let's all breathe together. And you want to know a great way to do this? Lie on the floor and put a book on your tummy. When you're inhaling, the book rises. When you exhale, the book lowers, and think of it pressing against your spine. Now, if nothing is working, get extra help. When your symptoms are extreme, consult your doctor. If chilliness is accompanied by blue or white fingertips, coarse or brittle, hair fatigue, or swollen hands, or if it comes on fast and affects only one side of your body. Huh, I didn't know that. Well, I just thought you all needed to know. Now, that's how to take care of yourself today if you're really cold. And another thing, if you're going out, for heaven's sake, cover your head. Keep the heat in the body. Yeah, I remember when I'm out running in all of this weather, I see them wearing a forehead band. But they're losing the body heat through the top of their head. Come on, this is not rocket science stuff. These are just things that you probably didn't really think of. So, remember 2015, the year to let your voice be heard. It's a new beginning. Remember, you are authentic. All right, we're still local. Oh, I have to share this with you because I just know you really want to know what... Okay, where am I? Mike Ditka. And we're talking about the fiasco with the Bears. And, you know, he does make good sense. He was asked, how vital is it that the Bears get a general manager, then a coach? And how important is the relationship between the two? If the coach and the general manager are toxic, ain't nothing going to work. It's important that they're on the same page. You just have to be on the same page. And you want to know what he said? Now, Chicago has been tough on a lot of coaches, football and otherwise. And he was asked, what type of personality does it take to coach in Chicago? I think this applies universal. Everyone has different personalities. If you're a good coach and if you have good players, you're going to win. If you don't, there is a friction. There's a psychology behind it. And I still say that when you're paying a quarterback $22 million, which is obscene, I can't fathom it, of course there's going to be dissension on the field. Now, he was asked, you have a long relationship with the McCaskies. When George talked about Virginia, the matriarch being teed off, what went through your mind? Excuse me. And the coach said, well, I think she should be mad because it was her father who started the National Football League. And what do we have? Two championships. One in 63 and in 85. We're coming up on almost 30 years. That's a long time. You could say we had a lot of bad luck, this or that, but I don't blame her because her father wouldn't tolerate it. It bothers her, and it should. You know, I went to, we lived on the Gold Coast, and I walked to the Plaza Center, the Daily Plaza, freezing cold, but I walked. And the crowd was so great that I had to get away from it. But I do remember that. And I said, hey, Silver Fox, come on. He said, no way. It is way too cold. Now, stay tuned. Mike Ditka and Michael Jordan. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Blog Talk Radio. 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio at spcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Let me hear your voice. And log on, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. And I already told you, check it all out in the books, and I'll get to this. I'll get to that. But there's a new book out that talks about a dinner in the late 1980s where you were present with Mike Tyson and Michael Jordan. The book says Tyson nearly got into an altercation with Jordan over an old acquaintance. What was it like? And the coach said, well, yeah, I think it was my restaurant, but I'm not positive. You know, it's silly. Michael Jordan is not going to get into an altercation with anyone. He's a class guy. First of all, the greatest, stupidest thing in the world is alcohol. When you drink, you get that mouth running sometimes. That's probably what happened. Listening to Live with Kathy. Okay, and then we have Oh, bless her little heart. An article, you know, I do love animals, the wildlife. I love nature. And rescued eagle set back to the wild. Photographer who said he saved birds after nest was blown out faces retrial on wildlife tampering charges. Huh. Patterson has a conviction for wildlife tampering in Wisconsin and has had run-ins with conservation police in the past. Patterson, who was present at the young eagle's release, oh honey, he saved the little birds, has spent $20,000 defending himself against the county's case, but he isn't interested in stopping. I quote, Patterson said, "This ordeal has nothing to do with my actions. I just didn't want to see these two birds die on the ground." Bravo, mazel tov. Keep it going. And then let's go to national. Huh. Let's see what's happening here. Oh, the White House. House Speaker John Brouwer kisses House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday after being reelected Speaker. Republicans installed a 54-46 majority in the Senate and took 246 of the 435 seats in the House, the most in more than 60 years. Meech Mavidi, let's see what's going to happen. I'm interested in that. Where I'm not politically motivated, there are times when they pique my interest, like Rainer, who is going to take office on January 12th. And I read an article about Pat Quinn. You know, guys, it's okay to cry. No wonder you have heart attacks when you're 40 and 50. I encourage my two older boys to cry. They're adults now. Cry. Have a good cry. It releases. Let's cry at a good movie. Let's laugh. Let's cry. Live life. Laughing, crying with determination to enjoy the best of the rest of your life. And then coming out of Washington, the president and Mrs. Obama are not happy because Malaya photo irks White House. An unauthorized photo of President Barack's 16-year-old daughter is drawing attention on the Internet. The photo appears on the Instagram page for Pro Era, a hip-hop music collective based in Brooklyn, New York. She's sporting a white T-shirt with the group's logo across the front. The White House disapproves of photographs being published or posted of either of their daughters when they are not with their parents. How do you feel about that? Let your voice be heard. Call in 347-637-3789. And in San Francisco, oh, I just can't believe this. You know, what on earth is the matter with people? You know, I'm thinking of the Boston Marathon bomber. Young kid, 21. How did his mind get so twisted? How can you live with yourself if you take someone else's life? In San Francisco, small fires set outside Mrs. Doubtfire's home. The San Francisco home where the, oh, I loved Robin Williams in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, was filmed, suffered minimal damage after two small fires were set outside. The blazes were ignited around 8 p.m. Monday at the residence in the wealthy Pacific Heights neighborhood. Police said they were investigating whether a disgruntled former patient of a plastic surgeon is involved. Perhaps he lives there. What on earth is going on? You don't, this is life. You only have this one life. What are you going to do about it? Now, I just went to the front page of the Sun-Times, and I don't know Romney. These politicians talk out of both sides of their mouth, and I want you to know that I dislike them all equally. Board games, mayoral challenger Jose Garcia blasts Romney for refusing to dump school board member Deborah something after the Sun-Times reports reveal that the Chicago public school business with companies she has invested in has tripled. She knows how to work the system. Well, that's good old Chicago. When is more ever going to be enough? Well, I just really thought that you needed to know all of the stuff that we talked about locally, nationally, and internationally. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. The calling number is 347-637-3789. Now, darlings, yesterday we talked about a new year. And I said that if you were determined to make one resolution this year, let it be you. The only one that matters is me, myself, and I. Because if I matter, then I'm going to be a role model. I'm not going to matter in a selfish, narcissistic manner. I'm going to take better care of myself, my health, my wealth, and my thinking, and be a role model. And I'm not going to persuade others to follow my path. They'll just notice that you're healthier, you're happier, and you're enjoying life to the fullest. Remember, I said that this is your day, darling. It's not a dress rehearsal. No do-overs. Do you really want to take steps toward a longer, healthier life? We're not living as long as some of our other countries. You see, it ain't just genes you've inherited, it's your choices. The choices and actions you take today matter. Simple lifestyle choices have an enormous impact on your longevity and quality of life. Oh, but if you're still living by comparison and competing, you're doomed. You're doomed. Starting in the year 2012, 10,000 people a day will turn 65. We're aging differently than previous generations. However, physically and mentally, the health of today's 70-year-old now equals that of a 65-year-old in 1970s. In that period, deaths from heart disease and many cancers have dipped. And while older adults have at least one chronic health problem, disability has slowly but significantly declined. So how long do you think that you're likely to live? But your later years be blessed by healthy... You see, later years, no, it's just that we're moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter. You're moving higher. If you're not moving higher, honey, you're pushing up daisies. But will you be blessed by healthy aging or marred by a host of illnesses? Now, yeah. Genes, yes. That you inherited. Oh, my mother and father, thank you. Ma pon. I'm sending you big hugs. Thank you for the genes that I inherited. Ma was a natural nutritionist. We never had processed food. Everything was homemade. And Pa, his work ethics, second to none. So, okay, he said, if your work isn't done by 10 in the morning, you've wasted your day. And my sisters would call me from time to time and say, it's almost 10 o'clock. Is your work done? More than a third of deaths in America were tied to smoking. Poor dietary choices and inactivity. What is it going to take to make you understand that you've got to move the body? The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. I will say it over and over and over again until you finally get it. The actions that you take today matter. Simplify your life. Your choices, whatever. You see, one of two things will happen with your choice. It will either come back to embrace you or bite you on the butt. But it will have an enormous impact on your longevity and quality of life. What is essential for healthy aging? To really get engaged in your life. People who are curious, open, and eager to make connections with the world most enjoy the last decades of their life, even in the face of disabilities. These people seem to thrive and find joy despite their challenges. Oh, and I'm thinking of dear Edith. Brilliant lady. Octogenarian. Oh, man, has survived 4 cancers. And has a plethora of challenges every single morning just to get out of bed. She's not depressed when I call her. I could tell by her voice. Her biorhythms may be off. But you see, depressed, anxious, or even grumpy people in good health can live long lives, but take far less pleasure in them. No magic pill, no secret potion can make us long-lived and healthy. But if you bring to your life appreciation and respect and embrace aging with good humor, grace, and vigor, and flexibility, you will, at the very least, be happy to grow old. You're not growing old. You're just moving higher on the path of life. You see, in other words, the longer you live, the longer you're likely to live. Because many people have chronic ailments or engage in behaviors that raise the risk of accidents or illness, get cut from the herd much earlier. The oldest old are often remarkably healthy. Ah, how well you age will help dictate, how am I doing here? How long you will stay alive and how happy you are to do so. Whether or not your family is long-lived, the answer lies not only in your genes, but in your choices, your actions. Do you smoke? Do you eat well or poorly? Do you stay active? Do you have a healthy weight? What ailments do you have now? And judging from family background and your current lifestyle, which ones are you likely to get? No. So the secrets of centenarians. What's the centenarian secret? Not surprisingly, genes, of course, play a role, but don't put all of your money on it. A study of Swedish twins age 80 and older attributed about half of the changes in mental function to genes. Other twin studies suggested genes are responsible up to 35% of physiological changes of age, and that longevity itself is 25 to 35% inherited. But don't start viewing your genetic inheritance with rue or glee. Genetics is only part of the equation. Come on, do the math. tells you that there's plenty of room left for the role that other factors, such as diet, exercise routine, and getting regular examinations for illness, play in how you age. Do you do tapping? I'm going to do a whole show on tapping. How do you talk to yourself? What is your self-talk? This is what today's show is all about. Resolve to try something new and stick with it. You are authentic and unique. And did you know that you're nature's greatest miracle? All right, here are 10 steps to a longer, healthier life. But you already know this. Don't smoke. Build physical and mental activities into every day. I do a whole monologue of Shakespeare, Charlotte Pease. The spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. Oh, the body shows that time is past when movement lacks in grace, but yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young and life was ours to dare. Let's never get old, no matter how old you get. Eat a healthy diet, rich in whole grains, veggies, fruits. Substitute healthier monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats for unhealthy saturated fats and trans fats. Take a daily multivitamin and be sure to get enough calcium and vitamin D. Maintain a healthy weight. Challenge your mind. Remember when cell phones came in and we got ours in the car? And I entered every cell phone, every telephone number in that cell phone. All I had to do was push the speed dial. And one day, it clunked out. I couldn't remember the telephone number of Helen, my sister. I couldn't believe it. That was when I got the aha. I memorize the telephone numbers now. Nothing is put in speed dial. I challenge my mind. You get a newspaper every day, don't you? Pick it up and read an article out loud. Build a strong social network. I'd rather have two really good friends that I could depend on than 20 and 30 that are just so-so. And I lost two of them. Lee Patrick and Bev Gosset in 2014, but their spirit is alive with me. Protect your sight, hearing, and general health by following preventive care guidelines. Balance. Your body and brain don't age, you do. You don't have to lose your balance. I gave you one exercise yesterday. Well, we'll do more later on in the year. Floss, brush, see a dentist regularly. Poor oral health may have many repercussions, including poor nutrition, unnecessary pain, and possibly even a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. Our doctor is in Beverly Hills, and it's a good hour and a half away. And what we'll just have to get someone to take us there, and it's Dr. Halusik. He is just absolutely awesome. And then if you have to discuss with your doctor whether you need any medication, whatever. Optimism and survival. It's obvious that healthy people live longer than six. Optimism actually improves health, and it also boosts longevity. More study is needed to clarify the link between optimism and good health. I'm looking at blue skies. It's likely the multiple mechanisms are involved. Personality is complex, and doctors don't follow if optimism is hardwired into an individual or if a sunny disposition can be nurtured in some way. My dear, you have to get Edith Nam's book. It's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. This lady is challenged every single day. And yet she is optimistic and just is blessed that she wakes up every morning. Do you know that your nature's greatest miracle? You're authentic. You're unique. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Time for me to take a little break to recognize my sponsors. Actually, they're my partners, but it's sponsor-driven. Do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Call me. 847-882-8717. Are you ready to shift your strategies to accommodate change? It's a 10-week program. I work with you to help you compose your commercial. And then in the 10 weeks, on a given Thursday, the date to be announced, it's your show. No commercials, no nothing. It's all about you. It's a learning curve. Radio, a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. It's a powerful marketing tool. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers, Management, Progressive Action, Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. They're kind of the liaison between the contractors and the ironworkers. The contractors that need the job done and the ironworkers who are going to perform the job. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. I married an ironworker. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to the ironworker and for you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have a choice, college or the Domperion of trades. And you have to log on ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. But for 4 years, you're an apprentice, and then you graduate to being a journeyman. And then if you truly want to hear the history of ironworkers, the CD is out. Ironworkers for the Noble Profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man and segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. I don't know, are you college bound? But look at the Domperion of Trades. Log on ironworkers.org. I'll be back at the gym tomorrow. Yeah. And I'll do my 10 flights in under 3 minutes. And then on Friday, I'll do 25. A shade over 9 minutes. You know, it depends. We all go through biorhythms, but we've already talked about that. Hoffman Estates has the prestige position of being the winner, the national gold winner, in 2009 for excellence. And there's a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, I don't know how she does it. Beautiful. You don't have to be bored and lonely, darling. It's all choice, isn't it? So you don't drive. There are many organizations, people who'll be willing to pick you up, to get you coming and going. Being lonely is a choice. Log on, heparks.org. April will be here in a non-new minute. Blink of an eye. Tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He shall be delighted to work with you on any issues that you have. ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Get the book. Click on the book, order it. It is so affordable. Secret 7, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing your face. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. I have my own skincare line. And it's only available through my show. Just had an epiphany. It's my own private label. And I have one product, under 50, to de-stress your face. It is so powerful that you only use it 3 times a week. And hey, guys, that's for you too. And I have to tell you, choices, choices. Get Edith Nam, her book. She's an author, extraordinaire. Counselor, educator. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and your body. Her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on www.edithenamm.com. She is a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. No, she said, Kathy, you know you have a choice. In your thinking, it could be TNT or PEP. TNT is toxic negative thinking. That'll get you. Embrace positive energy with power. She is awesome. And then, darlings, if you want to start your own business, hey, quitting your job could help. But don't quit until you're already set. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Yes, you're smart enough. All you need is that desire. Be sure and call me at 847-882-8717. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'd love to have you be part of my consortium. And, oh, darlings, did you know that I'm a millionaire? Yeah, got it via email on Sunday, January 4th. I have been gifted $1.5 million U.S. dollars, the donation fund. I have to claim my prize, my gift, Warren Buffett. Why me? It's a scam. It's fraudulent. Do not buy into it. Don't you dare. PSAs, common scam artists are exposed. Hey, they're pros at Sweet Talk. They know how to target their victims. Do you know that we are victimized at the tune of $3 billion a year? They're pros at Sweet Talk, silver-tongued serpents, sociopaths. Why do they get away with it? Because so many of you are embarrassed and you don't report the crime. The fraud hotline, thank you, ARP, is 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283, and you could always call me or get in touch with me. And let us, no, don't forget about domestic abuse, verbal and emotional too. Left unchecked, it can be brutal, even deadly. Come on. It's a crime. And it's time for, hey guys, your voices to be heard. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Men, women, children, no one's exempt. I don't care what your profession is. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. The PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Contributing authors in Choices, Chuck Brasselton. Providing insurance and financial services. His chapter, My Life's Work, Frostbitten Toes to Fingertips. Rhea Schmidt, Who Am I, Where Am I Going? So many choices, but I just got to be me. Marilyn Pacella. Fashionista. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. She comes to you, saving you time and money. Provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in professional manner. IDOT just loves her. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And, of course, I sponsor all of this. You need to know. Try to resolve something new and stick with it. You are unique. You're nature's greatest miracle. Imagine, since the beginning of time, never has there been another with your mind, your heart, eyes, ears, hair, and mouth. There is no one on earth that can walk, talk, move, and think exactly like you. You are authentic. You are unique. Do you live by comparison, competing? You're doomed. Resolve to delete the attempts to imitate others. Instead, embrace your new beginning by placing your uniqueness on display to the world. What is your burning desire? To be paid? To be the best in your profession? To write a book? All you need to do is to believe in yourself and remember, no one is youer than you. None can duplicate your brush strokes, your chisel marks, your handwriting. None can produce your child, and in truth, no one has the ability to sell, to promote, to expand as you. So capitalize on the difference, for it's an asset to be promoted to the fullest. You're nature's greatest miracle. Don't make vain attempts to imitate others. Place your uniqueness on display. Proclaim it. Sell it. I will begin now to accent my differences, hide my similarities. So too will I apply the pearl to the goods that I sell. You see, we're all salesmen. Get the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, by O.G. M-A-N-D-I-N-O, Mandino. It is absolutely marvelous. Until tomorrow, Kathy Watson, au revoir.